Kal Shemarim Kam Lelev Elazim. He says, then the Paisa concludes, Vimei Doso Shem Reye Ben Eilim Lo Lisfira Zivos. Doso Shem Reye Ben Eilim Lo Lisfira Zivos. So it's a Paisa to forget this, that in the lady Shem Reye Ben in Zeilim Lo Lisfira Zivos. Who mentioned the trier of Kan? On Rapope, Rapope says, no, it's no right. Shame Hosom, Kibi Vikalimena, Yulede Zohali, Vichol Haneshibo, Yisero Vikayevinali, Salker Isfira Zibos. So Rapope says, no, it's no right on this price. We can say that Bemes, so in the lady Shane Reben, is not a Lisira Zibos. Is not there, but then you ask that you melee Shem Reben is not there. So why does the price say in this particular case that you also Shem Reben is there? So keeping the Ikalimema, keeping the Ikalimema, you let it Zohori, the Holhana Shibi is here, the Kainale. Salkel is here and see also some melee, so the pshat is there is this next thing. There is this next thing. In other words, we can say that Bemes is Nilinish and Reben is Alienilis. Why do we say here? Vis-a-vis this woman who doesn't know whether she was a Yildiz, she was not a Yildiz, whether it was Izochov, was in Cape, or whether there was Dam, there was no Dam. It's all mixed up. So that you may reduce or shame or even nail it on the basis of sexism. Because first of all, there is a possibility that maybe There was no lady altogether. But in other words, maybe it was a miscarriage of the fetus that was less than 40 days old, so she doesn't have to count in a two-month lady, 7 days or 14 days. So it doesn't matter whether it was a Zohar and a Kaveh, it was less than 40 days. So she's not near lady at all. Assuming that there was a miscarriage of a fetus who was at least 40 days old, maybe it was a male, the fetus. But she counted something. She counted 14 days, so melee, the less days, or the less 7 days of the 14 days that were clean, so can be ele, lisira zivoso, because of the possibility that the fetus was a male. So melee, the from the 8th till the 14 were not humiliated. It's on the basis of sex faking. But in a case where there is no sex faking, maybe humiliation Reben is alien as it was. This is what Rapope says. Only Rapune prayed Rapishua Rapope. Be a lady Zoho, he can be spooky. Be a lady Sukevo, likely spooky. El lav shmam no eilin shmam. So there are two possible pshots in Rav Nepre and Rav Yishua. As a matter of fact, Rav Pope is mentioning a very strong argument. What kind of a rai is it from this price that he may also shenay ben his minister as well? Maybe the price is only saying in this particular situation it's eilin. Because of the specs sake. But in any other situation where there is no sveike, it's not there. So he says, there are two pshat. One possible pshat is that here we cannot apply the concept of sveike. And that's one of the clothing by the shach in Simon Kufyud in Yerdeh. One of the clothing. He says, we cannot apply the concept of sveike if we can visualize the situation where our pdin will have to apply a sveike in the reverse way. In other words, if it's possible to visualize the situation where an antithetical sfek sveike could be mentioned, some mele we don't apply any sfek sveike because we cannot apply sfek sveike that contradict each other, that are mutually exclusive. Some mele we don't apply any sfek sveike. Now, he says, what does Rapoka say? That actually, you may lead also Shein Rein Ben Zedon Eilis there as a person. But here, the last seven days of the 14 days can be counted on the basis of Sexton. What does Sexton say? Maybe there was no late. So, if there was no leader, so certainly the from the 8th till the 14th can be healed for the spirituals. Assuming that there was a leader, maybe there was a leader of Izocho, miscarriage of Izocho, not of Nikita. So, Mele, she was stone a leader only 7 days, but from the 8th till the 14th, was not humiliated, so naturally if they were clean, of course they can be able to see as well. So he says, because you mentioned this sveike, I can visualize the possibility or the necessity of applying another sveike that will be exclusive of this sveike, that will contradict this sveike. Suppose this same woman who had a miscarriage and she's all mixed up, she doesn't know what kind of miscarriage she had. Or maybe she had a miscarriage of a fetus that was just 10 days old, not 40 days old. Maybe she had a miscarriage of a male fetus. Maybe she had a miscarriage of a female fetus. Maybe there was no bleeding altogether. Maybe there was bleeding. She doesn't know. She's mixed up about many, many possibilities. Suppose this same woman will sit down. She had a miscarriage on a certain day. So suppose she'll sit down on the 34th day as of the miscarriage, and then again she'll sit down on the 41st day. And then she'll come and she'll ask Ishaile, how many days does she have to be separated from the husband? Now we are talking before the Takonis Rabbisodes and Takonis Rabbisodes. So from the point of view of the Deraz, so then we can mention his Vexeke that if she saw down on the 34th day, and then in addition she saw down on the 41st day, on the 41st day, so then she only has to count one clean day and then go to Hilel Bimutaras Levi. Why? Because there is a sex. First of all, maybe there was no late. Maybe there was no late. If there was no late, so then. So, maybe there was no lady. if there was no lay there, so that means that and when she saw that on the 34th day, on the 34th day, so that rock Trilas Nide, and the Nide continued for 7 days. So from the 34 is 1, 35 is 2, 36 is 3, 37 is 4, 38 is 5, 39 is 6, 40 is 7, 41st is already the first of the idolatry. So she's not male. She doesn't have to count 17 days. She has to count just one clean day, the 42nd day. And the night after the 42nd day, she can go to the land of the Tarasavaya. Assuming that there was no way altogether, that a miscarriage consisted of a miscarriage of the fetus less than 40 days. Assuming that there was lady, maybe the miscarriage was of the male fetus. True, assuming that he was 40 days, but maybe that the fetus was a male, not a female. So if he was male, so assuming that there was lady, maybe the fetus was a female. Maybe the fetus was a female. Now, what's the aloha by a female? So there are 14 days in Tumeh, and then 66 days in Mitea. So even if she sits down in the world all the time, so she's still Mitea's the Bible. Still the Bible. So maybe she doesn't even have to count one clean day. But that's not sure. But on the basis of specs they care, she can count just one clean day and then it has a while. But if we apply that specs they care in that contingency, when she sees down on the 34th day, and in addition on the 41st day, so this specs they care will be inconsistent with this specs they care. So that's a cloud. And the Shach in Simen Kuf Yud mentioned that we cannot apply sex veke if there is a possibility that there will be contingency when we'll have to apply sex veke in an opposite way. So mele we apply neither sex veke. So here too, so mele we cannot apply the sex veke. Maybe there was no lady, assuming that there was lady, maybe it was Zoho, because of the possibility that we'll have to apply another sex agent. In the event of her seeing down on the 34th day, and then on the 41st day again. That's one pshat. In Kapun Pahidravishwa. Votes the Siyah Imperial Gosimen mentions another pshat. The time of Rav Huna Barit Rav Yishua, after God, they have the sex they can, mikol mokin, ibi alma in neilin, hoch name have a mikzah, or to be alma. You see, so there is one difference between the first pshat in Rav Huna Barit Rav Yishua, or in Tesis pshat in Rav Huna Barit Rav Yishua. According to the first pshat in Rav Huna Barit Rav Yishua, so Rav Huna Barit Rav Yishua's svore is very sound. So then we have to say that Rav Pope considered Rav Huna Barit Rav Yishua, because after all, it's a very strong rebuttal of Rav Pope's svore. What does Rav Pope say? That the reason is why the Lady Shinreben is in this situation, ill is because of his sex taking. So Rav Huna Parenta Rav Yeshua mentioned the very sound rebuttal of Rav Popper's argument of Svetvik. How can you apply Svetvik when there is a possibility we'll have to apply Svetvik in an opposite way? Mashiach came. So then we have to say that after Rav Popper heard Ravuna praised Rav Yeshua's rebuttal, he considered to come up. But according to this chat here, why should Rav Popper concede to Ravuna praised Rav Yeshua? Is it conclusive? It's not conclusive. He says so, but Rav Popper is not expected to concede just because Ravuna praised Rav Yeshua says there is a special Xeira or to down. So Rav Popper holds there is no special Xeira. Why should we make a special Xeira? It was very important to go over this. Now, כוסף רשת בתשובה אחת, והבעיני הבין הרבה שנראה בין אין מספירה זינוס, יאוך המוכח, פרק בסימן נברייסה, יאוך הלו בדרב מרינס כאן, תדע די רגיוס ומבו יכול למיוצא, בתרי דוח דה, דיבו לרוך הדץ, פעד מפרסו ופרשת רושם בתשובה, ובשיר פרק בסימן, ביזו החלק הבאי הברייסה דאוסון, ביזו די מאלו הם לבי גרוב אל אסקר סטירה, לא הויר הם אסקר אל העלויה, די פליגה בו, אל העלוי בדרב מבינס בוי, מאלו שטעלד מינו הקטרים אל בסיסרת, וליקור מנה מדי אילן, או בסביר על ידי נהיל, או ידיל בוהו בהות תהיה, כי בלי בסיסרת על כוח החילה, מיחד איתו של ידי תומו מפסקת דיניהם. So what does Rashi the Tshuva say? That the machlekes between Abaye and Rabbe here is not the machlekes alibin nafshaya. Alibin nafshaya they are both made it. Abaye is made it to Rabbe in Sile. Why? Because Rav Kane was already patient that Mundalet that is Sile. That is Sile. True, Rav Popper said there is no hechech from that price, but Rav Huna prayed Rav Yeshua rebutted Rav Popper's argument. Rebutted Rav Popper's argument. So Mele Rav Popper was forced to concede to Rav Huna prayed Rav Yeshua. In other words, that it is a right. It is a right. In other words, So in other words, Rashi and Tshuva apparently understood Ravuna Breit Rav Yeshua's Svore as being a rebuttal of Rav Popper's Svore of Svekstek on the basis of the fact that we cannot apply Svekstek here in one direction because there is a contingency, there is a possibility we'll have to apply Svekstek in the opposite direction. And that's a call in Svekstek. That if there is a possibility of an event of applying Svekstek in an opposite direction, so then there is Svekstek is not a problem. That's how Rashi in the Tshuva. Alright. But Abaye only says that according to Rav Malinis, so it's in Eile. But Alibed Emes, it is Eile. As Rav Kani is patient, Abaye, that in Dal. Visu di Malon Abaye, Rover Haskastir, El Hoyle, El Haskir, El Aliyah, the Triye, but El Alibed Rav Malinis, but Mal Shetau, no category this is serious. We call on arm a day and we call this people a day mail or you more home. So that's what Abaye says, because Rabbi Mechina just mentions Eilenis Yisaret. Why doesn't he say Eilenis Yisaret? The answer is Rabbi Mechina told, Rabbi Mechina implies mit dem Kommen der Marine sind sie sehr stehle, wie auch die, die aber noch zu arbeiten, lassen Preise, die Kehle, die nach Pels, die Samen, die Ehle, oder die Robbe, aber wirklich die Probleme, die die Mucke Preise in die Sonne, kenne ich durch Rasch, und manche Pile, so was ist Rasch ist, hey? So Rasch ist es, that Abaye only says it in Rab Marines. Abaye only says it in Rav Marines. Mimele, there is no kashet. There is no kashet. Oh, it's Abaye only says it. Alim de Rav Marines. Alright. Abaye maise mino aminolo di ketane di polika praise in Kosme. Vitele meima ad Rav Marines sio in amohoche. Mikoma Rav Marines in Israel vele. Lo adin da vimocha Abaye la suye praise di te. Der Appels will da verfressen mit Beis, but it's a mistake. It's will da verfressen on the Beis. So that Breise, now it's not, no purpose in going over the whole Sugya, because that's a big mountain, that Sugya. But it's from the so that's mentioned, that Ryan, that protests on the veins. So in the Rashi, the second big line in the Rashi, the Akhal Gavdi Koyasri Yudalad Nikim, Hoyu Vehikel is Fukine Bimileide Lissalse, because Sova Yemileide Shenereye Ben Ein Eilin Lo Lissira Zivas. So in other words, that price obviously holds like a bite, that in the lady shinereye ben any meal no sira zivas. Pradin agmota baila suye praisi dite, na apelas, di sabo di ele, ele di robe hazo, meikali kereblezea. What would robe say? Ted praisi da proptes. Agrees with the Shita of Rav Lezer. So it says there, so naturally it's in Eile. It's in Eile. Did the price in the summer? Came Pierce Rash, Umash appears the mice of the Namilo, the Stone Republic of Marines, and all Koshe, the Kolchoch, Rav Lezer point. So now the question is, according to Rash, that Abaye Alibi Nafshe admits that it is Eile. And he only says it, I is so. No, I'm sorry. So, he only says it, how he would remember is. So what kind of a raya does Robin mention from the Achat? I mean, what kind of a raya does Robin mention not from Machatito, like the Maram puts out, from what kind of a raya does he mention from Mizeva Volumeli Dosso? After all, Abaye is made it that he's Eile. The Abaye is Eile, he only says Rav Marines holds he's not Eile. So what kind of a kashi is it against Abaye? No, because Rav Marines wouldn't be chelik on something that is deduced from the posse. It used on the posse. So, umasha kireish, the vayse rovim nami omistom al poich amaran esakro, koshe, da al kol choch, Rebbe Lezer Polik, sami, monefshech, what's about Rebbe Lezer? Rebbe Lezer holds it's even seiseya. And here the Braise says that Mizeva Belomeli Doso, so what must you say? What must you say? That Rebbe Lezer will not darshi Mizeva Belomeli Doso, will only darshi Mizeva Belomeli Nigo. So Mimele, the same thing we could say about in connection with Rabbi Marinus also. He said, I'm not going to make a little avok at the Chalabaisha. Umashi Kirish Price in my palace, make a little bit of Kirab Lezer, that can be more happy Kirab Lezer. They need a little damre, we have a Kirab Lezer. So make a little bit of a Kirab before you speak in the phone. In other words, that we say that Rode will apply the price of Mapelis. He'll apply according to Rebbe Lezer, so only that point in the price. That point, because that price says many things, many halachas. One of the halachas that price implies is that in Leidesh, in Reben, in Eilim, Lisfira Zivoso. That accords with Rebbe Lezer. But there is another point that Price implied, that the Bdike of every day of the Zion King is Meakim. So, according to Rebbe Lezer, only the Eved, only the first day, the last day can be Meakim, but not every day is Meakim. But Rav Akiva says that the bdike every day of the Zion King is Meakim. And if he's over daily omitted a bdike on one day, so then the Zion King is not effective. So that Braise agrees with Rav Akiva, not with Rav Akiva. So what it means is the trouble hold that on that point the Braise agrees with Rebbe Lezer, but not on all the points with Rebbe Lezer. The middle character goes to him for now, the Rebbe Lezer probably for the coming, the Rebbe coming for a year, has a car by it. They nail him, he buys him a palace, and he dug it, and he come out of Shmamino Arba, the Melee Day nailing. Lafukim na Braise Dliel, because how is it that the Braise says Shmano, that Braise holds like Rabbi Akiva, that Spurim beinim binon? Why doesn't the Gemara say Shmano, that the Braise holds that in the Lego is a melee, and that Braise of in Mapella certainly holds like that, that it's a melee? The answer is because we pass that it's a melee. We pass like a lie. And the Gemara only mentions Shmamino, that the Braise says certain things that are not like that, I'll be alohi. I mean, Chidushi. But it's not aloch like that. But something that the Braise says that aloch is like that. So the Braise, the Gemara doesn't have to say Shmamino, because we know we passed like that. The Gemara only wants to mention certain points that we don't pass like that. And still that Braise holds like that. La Braise will lay the Chachin way. The Braise. We come out of Shaman Abba, the lady in the evening, I took my price to Leo, the lady of Hachimini, my price in Bosimen, the Sabbath alien, and the lady of Vonch of Fidich of Opshino in the alien. They didn't come at the price in Bosimen, it will name back in Forshing of Pope, Michel, Ime Yol de Zoho, Leoche, ele chegou a Shane e Lissira Zos. The Kashi is, how can Rabinetam task like a buyer, but the pricing was Simen, Rafkani is patient from the pricing was Simen, that it is Ele? The answer is, because as Rafkope refutes Rafkani's right, because he says, maybe in that situation it is Ele, because of the possibility of his sex taking. Said, for Rafkope today, שניים יום בזוח הלוח האלה שבוע שני מסתיר הזה בוסו ודבור פנירת פיין לקטום את הנקבון הנחל אם כי ניתו למימה אין אלו יולדו ואפילו יולדו אין יום בזוח הלוח so there is a sex fake ותדה so in other words so מילה we cannot say that we passed like the price in Bosime because only Rav Kane says that from the price in Bosimen it's Muchach, that it's in Mr. Rebosso. But Rav Pope says, there is no Raya. And Rav Pope mentions a good story as to why there is no Raya, because it could be only in that case it's Ele, because of the possibility of a sex taker. But where there is no sex taker, maybe it's not Ele. Viteida, but Rabbuna prayed to Rabbi Yeshua, he's arguing with Rabbuna. So then it depends. Why is Rabbuna prayed to Rabbi Yeshua arguing with Rabbuna? So we can explain it in two ways. If we say that Rabbuna prayed to Rabbi Yeshua is arguing with Rabbuna's argument of Speksveike, because there is a possibility of applying this Speksveike in the event of another contingency, in the opposite direction, then we have to say that Rav Pope conceded to Rav Nebreit Rav Yeshua. So Mele, it's a riot that it's endless to Rav Yeshua. But if we explain Rav Nebreit Rav Yeshua the way it takes it, that we know it because of the special Zere, so Rav Pope is not Yeshua to this argument of the special Zere, but Muchach, there is a special Zera. So then we have to say that Rav Pope persevered in his argument, and he didn't concede. Now, if he persevered in his argument, so really it means that Rav Pope at the end also held that there is no Raya from the price. So why should we pass him that he said on his Yerzi Vosk? The Tehra, the Lord, Kibbul, the Rabbun, the Osom, the Lehogabe, El Sova, the Nelein, Nidikoma, the Shmaitzin, and he was not compelled to concede to Rabbun, the Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbun, the Rabbi Yeshua's Lomdes was not based upon the possibility of an apis, of a Svexveike being applied in a future contingency in the opposite direction, but it was based upon the svore that there is a special zere that is not mishube to conceive that there is a special zere. So the tale of the way to go to Rav Nelson, the other bell, some of the alien in the Kondish Maitzin, Rav Poma, or Koko, Kishan, Akosu, the Sobar alien. Oh, so the eye is, we have to say that Rav Pope did not concede to Rav Nebreit Rav Yeshua. Why? Because here Rav Pope, the same Rav Pope who argues with Rav Nebreit Rav Yeshua and Rav Nidalet, he's saying here, Al Koho Kishna Kosu. So what is he saying? That this price does not accord with Rav Lezer. Does not accord with Rav Lezer, and this price accords with Rabbonon. But if we are going to say that Rav Pope conceded at the end of Rabbi Nebreit Rav Yeshua, so there is a Raya Muchachas from the price in Bosimen, that the Meleidesh in Reben is Elon Listiras Ziboso, is Elon Listiras Ziboso. And here the price says, it's not Elon. So obviously, this brise of Maya Menidosa in Ruinizive must accord with the view of Rebbe Lezer that even Doboshin gave him to Mashibo is a seisayer. So why does he persevere in his insistence that this brise does not have to call to the Blazer? We wanted Shechetes. If the Blazer's other shite, that even Dovah Sheni Gerim to Mashivo, is also says it. The Kolbish might have a popular role, Krishna Kosu, the Sovereign Galkoch, so look like a blazer, can you make your hobby, but my dog a group like a wonder blazer, the Amron in Don Nefshim Shefsha, can you love a chocolate look like a blazer, Don Arinelli? Elevada I know you're the bay. Some melee, if loyal the bay, so there is no raya. There is no raya from the price in Bosimen that in the latest in Reben is endless as a. So we can say that in the latest in Reben is endless as a bosso. Is endless as a. So in melee, we don't have to apply this price of my Midosin Ruin is even Fitzwilliam and Afundosin Ruin is even. Dafke only a little bit of a blazer. It can accord even a little bit of a bullet of a blazer. Am I doch a little bit of a bullet of a blazer? Am I in the next chapter? Can you have a little bit of a blazer? And what will you have? Um, me, we, Gassen, and we, or the Marseilles here. The blazer, without you, the hocher of a blazer, in the Achiachlum. In other words, if we are going to be givers, that the Tane who says that Doboshin Girim to Mashibo is Seisayer, is Rebbe Lozo, not Rebbe Lezer. And the one who says Don Nefsha Michi Efsha is Rebbe Lezer. So Mele, here he's saying, we don't have to apply this price like Rebbe Lezer, even though the price has the code with Rebbe Lozo. But it cannot, it does not have to accord with Rebbe Lezer. So it can accord with the Rabbonim of Rebbe Lezer. And if I told you, the Dibra Popin will come and remember the Iker. So then we can say that the Rav Popin, the Rav Popin will come with that said, that there it's Eile on the base of Stekseike was reported by Rav Unebrit Rav Yeshua's Londes of the possibility of the Stekseike in the opposite direction. Did Rav Pope, he will come with me in Ika, but on the Stekseike, Shabu Hashem, Eile, Sibel Boso, Dikol Mecha Dominikiri, I already explained it, Kifrom Rav Unehosom, Mishun Dikena Mestekseike, Visev Miteah, Isasro, Kiparish is Luda, and Paris Hyrei, Umi, Kim, the Incobon, and the Hau, Ike, the Labo, respect, Ike, Shemo, we was, but we was, or Shemo, we love. In other words, there we don't even have to mention the sex they get. Shemo, Yodo, the In Yodo, Shemo, Yodo, Zoho. So then it will be negated by the possibility in the event of the contingency of the woman sitting down on the 34th and on the 41st by Svekstake in the other direction, because we can apply here Svekstake as in order that it should be Eile, because maybe she didn't see altogether, maybe she didn't see altogether, and שמולי רועסו, ואפילו רועסו שמולי אורו. ויספקסט היטב will not be negated by ספקסט היטב being applied in the opposite direction. ואם רמתם מלידי שנראה בהם, הוא למד מיהו כגם, ולא ילך יום מבמי לפני כמה לערב, ורב סגי חוסר בנוש עם שלונו, וחשבים אותי אלו, וזה יפימו ומתמזיין, אני זוכר את העובדים, ובסוף השמותים ומתיע, או יפילו מתומה, מתרס לביילו, עד מנזוכו, ופלין כאילו, אף עוד פשרי אדם, הכוסף חוי דמתיע, שאין שונו חכום מגיעים אלי דשם, ראי בן, אין לו מספירה זיבוסו. In other words, and Rav Sadie does not agree the sheet of the Rambam that part and parcel of the Takonis Habzeira was that Yimitea is also a Sera. That's only Takonis again Rav Sadie holds, like the Raibet. Harei behed yechili karab metam, yehod li kolema perush mamet alet yitolimema. And that's one of the Raias of Rav Metam. Because he, the halacha is that it's ene. If the halacha is that it is ene l'sfirah zivoso, m'leide sh'nirei ben zene l'sfirah zivoso. So why doesn't the Gemara say the Brais Mapeles hold another shite that it's ene ele, that is not a limited hilchasi? Just as the Gemara says, the Brais holds that every b'dike on every day, that the b'dike on every day, the Zion Kim, is miyaki. So that was Rambam's raya. So shmam dali gomim ha-mishmi, yukom ha-leich ribotom min ha-rom ha-netleini, yukom ha-shmam ha-rabakini, shmam ha-rabshimani, shmam ha-fum man ha-fukim ha-bizu ha-dude, ha-rod enil imotom min ha-man ha-rablazari, da-obayi l'kul ha-omine. I'm sorry that I prolonged today, but I didn't want to interrupt this confusing thing. Okay. Usually I don't prolong. All right. Now one thing that I made a mistake, and it was just because I was in a rush, I made that mistake in explaining the Dinos Hablezer of doing the Efshar Mishyefshar. So first, I explained it in connection with the case where he wants to bring as a Korban Pesach a clay that was nikva as Maisa Bein. That he couldn't do anyway because it was already nikva as one Korban. He couldn't change it. He couldn't change the dusha of one Korban to another Korban. But Rav Lezer mentions the halacha of doing Efshar Mishyefshar in connection with someone who wants to use the Mois Mais Hashemi to buy Korban Pesach. Okay.
Says, Amos, he says, the Elah,
sins, in was sincerities, even if it is that it's not sincere altogether, not even in the heart. So that was the deal, because Rabbi says stamina is sincere, and to me if he says stamina is sincere, so it means it's not even sincere in the heart, and that's the business to why Rabbi says Eile. So that's his discussion. Now Rabbi himself holds the absolute sense of Eile. So together with Rabbi there must be Erias Dam too. So even if the Erias Dam is vacation, so it wouldn't be sincere for Shiva, but it would be sincere Yemehov. So he says the Rabbi would be his karma, and the Rabbi holds that Mavinus holds that absolute sense of Kedavle Dam. That's why the Mavinus feels the ocean. And he says, not just when he says it called Shiva, but when he says it, and he says it, because Rav Medines is referenced to Eliezer Abish. Now, yesterday, I forgot to mention that I said Old Rishayim, Achim Kan Rach, the Rach says that Amakeshi is even Eile. So even that Yeim is Eile, and Old Rishayim Achilik. But I forgot to mention that the Shikas Rambam is also like Rach in respect to the Amakeshi, that he's Eile. But there is one difference, one fundamental difference between the Rambam Shik and Rach. The Rach Shik is not only the Damkeshi is not sincere and is even Eile, but even Damlede is not sincere and is Eile. The Rambam distinguishes between two the Rambam pastimes like Rabbe, that even Lede Shemereve is Eile, only Eimereve, but if there is Damlede, then it's not sincere, but it's not Eile. So there is a difference. According to the Rach, so Damlede is analogous to Damkeshi. Just as Damkeshi is in Eile, it's considered Noki, so Damlede is also considered Noki. And according to the Rambam, Damkeshi is Eile. But Damlede, even though it's not Seisei, but Eile it is. Why is it Eile? The answer is, in order to be Eile, she has to count Zaynikin 3 days. How can we say that even time of the Eile there is Dam coming out, that it's clean? How is it clean? It's Tome. So Damkeshi is not even Tome. Damkeshi, the Aloha is that it's not even Tome. Some way it can be Eile, you see. It can be Eile. Machine King, Damlede. So, the Dam is Tome. Some way the day on which he had this charge of Dam, so he's not in Oki, so it cannot be counted. Oh, what is the sheet of the Rach? How can the Rach say that even the Lede is not only Sinaseisea, it's in Eile, but in order to be Eile, it has to be a clean day. And this is not a clean day because the Dam is Tome. The answer is the Dam is Tome not because of the Riyah. When is it not Eile if it is Tome because of the Riyah? But He had a dummy stomach because she's illness. So whether she sees dam or she doesn't see dam. So she's male. So male had a dummy stomach, you see. The dummy stomach even without the rib. I remember, of course, she owned the Maria, so there is no mitzvah of dam. But she herself is male. She herself is male. Without the dam, she's male. So male, the Ria's dam doesn't have anything to the Torah. Because whether she sees dam or she doesn't see dam, she's male anyway. And so she's male, Machmas the lady. And as far as Tumas Lady is concerned, so it is Eile, what it says. So male, even if there is dam, it is also Eile Kondra. But according to Rambam, there is a difference between Dam Keshi and Dam Lady. Dam Keshi, so it's Dam Toya. But Dam Lady, so the dam is not Dam Toya. So male, it cannot be Eile. Now, this Gemara that one at Zion, Omar Abayim, no amino of Itanye, ki meinidoso, kachi meinidoso, mayi meinidoso, im hulim zibe, im sira shiva elemen, afi meinidoso, shim hulim zibe, im sira shiva elemen. So, that's contrary to Shiras Rambam. So here we see, why is he many dosa in Ruin Mizibet? Why? Because we can visualize it, it's the Epsha. Because the halacha is, once a woman becomes a Zavidele, so the commencement of the Yeminide is deferred until the woman has successfully completed the count of Zayin Kin. So it's not Shayach, so we can't even visualize. So it's an impossible situation that the whole question as to whether the Yeminide can be able to see us in his bosom. There is no Yeminide until she has completed Zayin Kin. But she is a Rambam is that even if she hasn't completed the count of Zayin Kin, so then after the 11 days of Yeminide, so the Yeminide begin, so it's contrary to this Gemara. Now what is the Teretz and the Rambam? Now, Alter Rishayim, Eski Kashi, here the Gemara says, Ma Yeminide Oso Ben Ruin Mizide, why not? Because it's an impossible situation. Vin Pema, Vin Shire, Vosinen, Oma, Atesis, Yeminide Oso, Shemereye Ben Eben, Mizide, Azibo Oso, it's a Gemara Mefreshes that in Dusso Shein Reyeben is in Sirazibos, and the Rambam Paskins that Gemara that we doubt. So there is a stira between this Braise here that on Zion's days and the Braise that we doubt. Do you doubt it or doubt it? Yes, Lema. So that's a Teretz, the tasteless mention in the Rambam, the Rajbo, the Rizbo, the Rambam, the Nier, all the shame. ויש לי מהדהוס המאי או איזו בקטן שווה יהיה מדלת ווה יהיה מדלת ויהיה מבי צהב בי תחילה סמידה ויהיה לבא so in other words it's a folder she in the terrace that the price is up in Dalet is reference to Zobektane and the price here is reference to Zobedele so now is the halacha that once a woman becomes a Zorah, so then the commencement of the Yeminide is deferred until the woman has successfully completed the count of Zayin Kin applies only to Zoradeel. Once a woman has become a Zoradeel, so then the commencement of the Yeminide is deferred until the woman has completed the count of Zayin Kin. But when a woman becomes a Zoktane, it doesn't defer the commencement
of the union. Like apparently the Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Rambam holds one of Shech, if there is a loche, that the becoming of the Isobe Dele defers the commencement of the Yidah until the woman has completed the count of 17 days. So the becoming of the Zoltane should also defer the commencement of the Yidah, not by until the woman has completed 17 days, until the woman has completed one clean day, the count of one clean day. There couldn't be any difference. So obviously there is a machlekes ha-braises between the braise here that from Zion obeys and the braise and that from Dalet and Dalet. The braise that from Dalet and Dalet holds that the cheshim of 7-11 is a straight cheshim. And the becoming of Isobet Dele of Isobet does not defer the commencement of the Yimei Nideh until the woman has completed the count of Ainiki. And the price here that says it's Leyepshea holds that the becoming of Isobet defers the commencement of the Yimeinide until the woman has successfully completed the count of Enki. And the Rambam passage is not like the price here, but like the price that moved out. This is what the Shem said. But the Alchemist and the Rambam, that there is no machlekes asuris. The Gemara that in Dalet, the price that in Dalet has reference to the Mektane, and the price in here has reference to the Vedeya. But that is the Shittas Rambam. That is the Shittas Rambam. Next is Al Kocho Chitishan Akosu. So you see now what does Rav Sheshi say? For a poker in the second worship. In other words, Rav Sheshi is really an Rabar Darbe Barame. He says that the price of my doesn't win is the Inspira Shivaile, Afin Ridoshon is the Inspira Shivaile, which it implies that Donin Epsham, Mishi Epsher, can call only the view of Rabbi Ezer, the youth who holds Donin Epsham, Mishi Epsher, Ligabe. In Vim Kom Pesach, Helm Nachum, Luim Mois Meiser Shein. And Rav Sheishes says that it can accord even with the Drabonon of Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Eindom in Efsham Shevshem. That's only in regard to Xer Shor, like the Vim by Rabbi Eliezer, that in Vim Kom in Pesach, El Nachum Loim Namaise. So that's based upon Exer Shove. So Rabbon Achimi can analyze that. Exer Shove, you cannot deduce Epsham Ji Epsham. But the Hekesh, even the Rabbon of Rabbon Ezra made it that you can deduce, you can apply Epsham Ji Epsham. In Shinaikish, in Tema, Ulferica Tedo, הכורך הבקשור, בגלל התגון יש נשיאות שאף הוגר, ניתן לעובד על ידו שכי שמובד איתו, שאי כואבי שובץ, אבל זה נם ישראל כי שאיבי, ועובד איתו יותר משום תמי, ויש לו אימא. והוסף ממוצרני לרוב כוחו בקשנה כוסף. These are the keys of Hamid Roshas. In other words, when we say a Hekesh, even the Rabbon Lamide, that we can apply Epsher Mishi Epsher, when that Hekesh, that Roshas, cannot be used for something else. But if that Hekesh can be applied for something else, then we say we don't apply Hekesh of Epsha Mishiyah. Right. All right, next mark. Koshis or Shloim Shiyam. What did the Mishnah say? Koshis or Shloim Shiyam is a philology. The socks on these legs, the odor, these violets, they did have a blast hair. That even if she had the Riaz Dam, she came on 3 days in succession, but that was followed by a period of a day of comfort, whether 24 hours or whether she had a sleeve, that's a machlekes of Lazan of Mishra. But the Sarashon Shalem is that even if there was a rear of a dam, of dam, the Meizibe Bikeshi on 3 days in succession, if it was followed by a period of a whole day of comfort, so then it's not considered damkeishi retroactively. It's not considered damkeishi. Damkeishi in the Zibi is toya. But if it's not damkeishi, then it is toya. So then it's damkeishi. So it's toya in the Zibi. What does damkeishi mean? Damkeishi means dam that is coupled with labor pain. But if there is a period of a whole day of comfort, some male that determines that the so-called labor pain was only false labor pain. It wasn't real labor pain. It wasn't the labor pain that results in the birth of the child. And that's why the goyim call it false labor pain, because it doesn't result in the birth of a child. So it's not dam machmas lodo. That's the pshat. Well, now there is a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rav Chani. Now this halacha, the comfort of one day, determines the heretofore keshi into shaking, into cold sliver pain, is it only comfort from pain? But if it is comfort from pain and suppose she rests for 24 hours, or a day, like with the Shabbos V'Yemei, she rests not only from pain, but she rests from dam too, from healing too. If she rests only from pain and not from dam, so it's initially for ashes. That then determines it into dam shape, because the Mishnah says she sops on natzav aloya. So that's in Mishnah for ashes, that in the case where the Shefi, the rest, is just from pain and not from Dam, so it determines the heretofore Ries as Ries Bishef. The question is, suppose she rests not only from the pain, but she rests from Dam too. She has a pause of 24 hours in which she has neither pain nor Dam. So does it also determine it into Dam Shefi so that she's Tmeo, or that doesn't determine it into Dam Shefi? So with the Machlokes on that point between Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina. Rav Chisda says, Sopso Mizeh Mizeh. So Rav Chisda Matmeo. Matmeo. In other words, even though she Sopso from Dam Tu, so it's considered Dam Shef. Dam Shef. Chanina says, when is it considered Dam Shef and she is Matmeo? Only when she Sopso Minatzav Oloi Minadam. As the Mishnah discovers, but if she sopso in a tzav u min adam, then she is not there, then she is there. But we boil the sopso in zeh in zeh, mal chiz oma pneyo, and we pass to like a chiz. Rav Chanin oma teyo, oma Rav Chanin moshu li melech shi yotso, vi chayelei sop li fono, Biyodwasha Hayalitsov Shal Melech Hein. So he mentioned the Moshe. Let's say the king has to arrive in a certain city. So there is a regiment of soldiers who come into the city before it. So what does it mean? What does that indicate? So the Melech is coming. Why all of a sudden a regiment of soldiers is marching in the city to announce the arrival of the king, the advent of the king? So that's a Moshe. So here too, if let's say that a woman so down in pain on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then the Wednesday day was devoid of everything, pain, down. So what does it show? What does it show? So it shows that the reason as to why she had that on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday was because of the coming baby, of the pending birth. So it's Domo Machmas Lodo. So she is stable. The Rafid Doma, Kolshkin, the boy, no fish, Hayolis, they. But in that marshal that you mentioned, so if prior to the arrival of the king, let's say, there is a regiment of soldiers coming in, so as Kamo Lechamo, you would expect that just shortly, if a regiment of soldiers had marched into the city 24, 25 hours before the arrival of the king, and now before the arrival of the king, you certainly would expect a regiment of soldiers to march in. And since here for 24 hours, so there was no blood and nothing, so they chose that it's not because of the pending birth. The freedom of hosting the boy in the office. להכריז לאומה הרש, מיוד אליקי שופה. אך אני נאמר תאירו, כאילו מסוף זה אף מן אדם, איגלו יוצא לדם הקשי, מח מזו אבוס. אבו, כי סוף סום נצא, יראי אדם, איגלו ימילצא, ומכם הוכי עד החז ינם ולא יקשי. נא, כב יושוע אימאי, לילה ביי, תלרישה בסיימי, שסוף סום נצא, ולא ינדם, so the Mishnah emphasizes that when does it become retroactively determined as Dam Sheifi? Only when the Sheifi is Natsav Loi Adam. Thus implying that if the Sheifi is Natsav Loi Adam, it doesn't become retroactively Meir. Something. So, Tan Natsav Loi Adam, Hom is a Teo, Ti Yufti Rav Chizde. Amor Rav Chizde. Loi Mivoye Mizel Mizel Yit Meir. The Pshat in the Mishnah is not Shesof Som Natsah, the Loi Min Adam, only in the case of Sof Som Natsah of Min Adam, she becomes Neyot. Even in the case of Sof Som Natsah, the Loi Min Adam. Needless to mention, Loi Sof Som Natsah of Min Adam. So he said, Loi Min Boye, Mizeh, Mizeh, Dut Neyot, Dut Postro Chayotz, Dut Amre, we see, so of course it's false anyway, because for 24 hours everything stopped, no pain, no bleeding, nothing. So obviously the bleeding was not due to the birth, to the pending birth, because if the bleeding had been due to the pending birth, it shouldn't have stopped. Everything's up. So needless to mention in the case of Sotson Natsal Nadam, so of course it's not Machmas Loi. But even the case of Sotson Natsal, but if she continues to bleed, so I would say it's due to the pending birth, Voraye, the bleeding didn't stop, so Kamashalon, that even in that case, it's not considered Dhamma. Aron Natsav Oin Adam Ima Keichad Nidam Liposko Nikeshi Nam Liposko. So how is it she doesn't feel any pain? Doesn't feel any pain because somehow she became insensitive to pain. Somehow she became insensitive to pain. For Tumbe Baum Udinokato Komashno. Most days some of the years in first 5 years to come back. That's about a million macrosos and macrosos in post from a chayoles. To the Ashtudirshon Shinimagesh is Itzao Machmashim Musacheli Machmashim Musacheli. In other words, when a person is sick, so then he becomes less sensitive to pain. Machmashim Mitzachel. Now, Koshi Soshwe Shoyomi, Visei Chahato Soyein, Visok Somei Sveis, Viyoto, Hareizu Viyoledes Vizei. The Mishnah says, Kosi Shoshwei Shoyomim, Visecha Adosayim, Visof Somei Sleis, Viyoto Hareize, Hareize Yeledet Bezei. And then the Mishnah continues, Shesopso Minatzah Veloi Minadam, Shesopso Natsal Nadam, that's a hemshech of Sopso Meis Koshi Soshleish Yomim Yisichid Al Adyein the Sopso Meis Leish Yodo Shesopso Natsal Veloi Nadam. continuation. So the question is this. When the Mishnah says, Koshis or Shleisha Yomi, he says with all the games, Sopsa Meisa Reis, the Yoda, Reis in the Lele Gizeim, she Sopsa Matsa Boin Adam. So, is it expressive of two situations, of two cases, or of one case? Of one. So there are two alternate explanations. One alternate explanation is that the expression Koshish Shleis Yomi, Bisichidal Yain, Bisopsom Eisleis, Biyoto, and Sopsom Natsal and Adam together have reference to one case. And another alternate explanation is that the expression Koshish Shleis Yomi, Bisichidal Yain, so has reference to one case, and the expression has reference to another case. So which alternate explanation is the correct one? That the expression and the expression together deal with one case, with one situation only. What situation? That she had a discharge of dam in pain on Sunday. She had a discharge of dam in pain on Monday. She had a third discharge of dam in pain on Tuesday. And then, in addition, on Wednesday day, she rested from pain, but she continued bleeding. And she had another discharge of dam on Wednesday. So from that time, the learning around. So the Mishnah tells us of a woman who had not three years and 3 days in succession, but on 4 days, 4 years, and 4 days in succession. On Sunday, in pain. On Monday, in pain. On Tuesday, in pain. On Wednesday, in comfort. But she had 4 years. So then she's male. Why does the Mishnah mention us such? A strange case. After all, in order to become his mother, she doesn't have to have 4 years in succession. If she has 3 years in succession, she also becomes a little girl. Why all of a sudden does the Mishnah mention a case of 4 years? Of 4 years. Hey, in other words, that the expression suffers from the young indication. Together with the expression Sopsa Natsav or Madam, deal with one case, not with two separate situations. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us that case where in total she had 4 years? It's not necessary for a woman to have 4 years in order to become the Vedele. Long Misholish, betray the case, the Chabishet Sak. So the Mishnah could have mentioned. Koshis or Shnei Yomi, and Sunday in pain, and Monday in pain, and then Sopsom Natsah, the Lord Adam, and Tuesday. Why didn't she tell us she saw Sunday in pain, Monday in pain, Tuesday in pain, and then Wednesday she saw in comfort? And she could have mentioned the case. Since the Mishnah is only discussing one case, so the Mishnah could have mentioned another case where she saw Sunday in pain, Monday in pain, and Tuesday in comfort, Sopsom Natsah Avoloim Adam, instead of mentioning the case of Sunday in pain, Monday in pain, Tuesday in pain, and Wednesday in comfort, the Mishnah could have mentioned Sunday in pain, Monday in pain, and Tuesday in comfort, not Wednesday in comfort, after 3 years. die dritte Kindstier kann bescheiden sagen. Der Lava hat man. Kosch ist ja not allowed. So obviously we have to accept the other ultimate explanation. That the two expressions are expressing, deal with two separate situations. The first expression of Kosh is Shol, Shloi Shol Yomim. Bishesh Yudalakim, Bishop Somei Slaves, deals with one situation. The other expression, Shesof Som Natsar, Wom Adam, deals with another situation. אבל אבא רק המקור שזו שלאי שלו בסוף שלו מזה ומזה. That's the first expression. Then the other expression deals with the case קושי של שניים בסוף שלו מייס ואייס בסוף שלו מייס לייס מנצה ולוי מן אדם. So there was a third of the year. Be shaky, so it's also a little bit safe. Now, if we explain the Mishnah that way, so then the Mishnah says in so many words. So the Mishnah says in so many words that causes a shleishah, they sop some zel mizeh, so she's male, so it's a kasha against the chaniyah. Yuvdei Rekhanim. Omo Rekhanim. Lo, Leilom Kidiktoni. Leilom Kidiktoni. But then you ask, it's what I mean Kidiktoni. That the expression Sotso, Koshis of Shreish Yomi, the Sotso of the Israelis, together with the expression of Shesotso Minatzah, Oren Adam, deal with one case, are expressive of one case, but you as the Kashi, Manushah, in both expressions are expressive of one case, so then it's very strange. So then it appears that the Mishnah mentions a case of 4 years in succession. It's not necessary to have 4 years in succession. Sop from the Israelis, Meo, Leafukim Rav Chanin. Now, let's hear that. In Ameki Gatana Shreshit Keishi, Yachon Yishay, Ubi Chunan Vas, of all together, they were 4 years